morning, everyone.
各位早晨。
Can you believe another year is coming to a close?
你相不相信呢? 今天又是年终了,除夕了。
As I'm growing older, time seems to be going faster and faster.
好像年纪越大的时候,时日过得越快。
But we thank God for His grace that watches over us.
我们是感谢天父,因为是凭着祂的恩典带到我们经过。
That we're able to know that He is the one that takes care of us. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we come before you and we thank you. Father, as we another year comes to a close, help us never to take things for granted. Help us to come before you always in thanksgiving. Because every good thing comes from above. Everything we are, everything we have, it is by your grace. And most of all, the salvation that we have, the ability for us to come and call you our Father, is our grace. It's a blessing that you have bestowed upon us. And Father, help us to never forget that. That even as another year comes to a close, we see all the ups and downs of life. We see the difficulties of life that we endure, the pain and suffering. We thank you for it is your grace that carries us through.
Even
now, as we see Pastor David still in the hospital, we know that it is you are his good shepherd. Watching over him. And for each of us, it is the same way. You are the good shepherd that has watched over us this whole year. And we come before you today and give you thanks. Help us to know what it means that you are our refuge. That God, you are my fortress and rock. Father, may your Spirit open our ears to hear your words. Soften our hearts to receive your words. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today we're looking at a Psalm 31.
今日我哋嘅经文就系喺诗篇嘅第31篇。
And it's one of the very intimate prayers of David.
呢个系大卫一首好亲密嘅一首嘅一个嘅祈祷。
We see David pleading with God and praying deeply from his heart.
我哋喺呢度睇到大卫一个深深嘅祷告，系佢对神嘅一个哀求。
We see this picture of David finding refuge in God. That in the midst of his trouble, God is his rock and his fortress. It's a picture that God has his only shelter. That God is the place of safety. That he is his protection. That foundation that is the rock. It's immovable. It's steady. And it's only in God that he can find rest. It defines God as his sanctuary, his refuge. That fortress. The fortress that he is totally dependent on. And what he comes to in verse 5 is that God is the only one that is faithful.
而講到第五節嘅時候，係唯獨神係信實嘅。
So as the year come to a close today，
我哋今日嚟到去一年嘅歲首啦，年終啦。
The servant's going to actually ask us a very simple question。
其實今日嘅講道，我想問大家一條好簡單嘅問題。
Is God our refuge？
神係咪你所投靠嘅咧
？Is God the refuge of your life？
神係咪你生命之中嘅避難所咧
？Is He your fortress？
係咪你嘅藏身之處咧
？That immovable foundation that you stand on。
就係你企喺呢個不能搖動嘅根基上邊。
It's a simple question, but it's a difficult one as well.
是一个简单的问题，同时亦都是一个难题。
Is God your only thing that you depend upon?
你是不是唯独倚靠神呢？
My question is, if you were to lose everything,
我的问题是，如果你要失去一切，
your wealth,
你的财富，
your health,
你的健康，
your family, your friends,
你的家人，你的朋友。
And all there is left is God for you.
所剩低落嚟嘅唯独是神。
The question is God enough for you?
个问题系对于你嚟讲，唯独是神足唔足够咧
？Without everything else, is God enough?
乜嘢都冇，净系有神，够唔够咧
？There's a song by Laura Story that I would like to kind of use.
喺呢度，我想引用Laura Story 呢個歌手嘅歌。
If you listen to K-Love, you probably heard this song many times.
如果你聽過呢個福音電台咧，我相信咧你會聽過呢首歌好多次噶啦。
The song that says it's called Blessing.
呢首歌咧叫祝福。
It says we pray for blessing, we pray for peace, we pray for healing, for prosperity, we pray for your mighty hands to ease our suffering. But what if that healing never comes.
歌詞大約係咁樣講：我哋祈求祝福，我哋祈求平安，我哋祈求得醫治，我哋得豐盛，我哋祈求你大能嘅手減輕我哋嘅苦楚。但係或許你嘅醫治永遠都唔會嚟到。
And then it goes on, because what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? And what if the thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know that you are near? What if the trials are God's mercies to draw you close to Him? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise?
或许你的祝福从雨中而来，或许你的医治从泪水而来，或许在千个不眠的晚上，让我知道你的同在，或许人生的试炼就是你怜悯的化身，或许这些一切的试炼就是神的怜悯，使我靠近他。
So the trials of life
人生的试炼
are meant to draw us close to God.
就是要我们去靠近神
to seek Him as our refuge.
去寻找神做我们的避难所
to chase after God.
让我们去寻觅神
And that's what God desires to do for us, wants us to do.
神给我们的愿意要我们做的就是这样
God wants us to cling to Him
神要我们捉紧祂
To live each and every moment dependent on God
每一个一刻的在生命里面的每一刻都去依靠神
The life that we have, the breath that we breathe
我们的生命气息
Is to know that it is from Him
我们要知道是从神而来
You know, being a Christian isn't just about intellectual knowledge But being a Christian is a relationship. Since creation,
从创世以来,
God has desired to be in relationship to us.
神的原意就是要跟我们有关系。
We saw in Genesis at the very beginning that God created man in His own image.
在创世纪一开始的时候，我们看到 神是以他的形象来做人。
And he only gave man a soul.
而他唯独是让人有这个灵。
And that soul is what helps us to be able to have that special relationship to God.
就是因为我们有灵而知我们能够跟神有一个特别的关系。
As we're made in his image,
因为我们是跟着他的形象而做的。
We're to have that union and fellowship with him.
我们跟神就能够相交。
That we were to rule the earth over the earth for him.
我们为着他去治理大地。
You know, and if you remember reading in Genesis that God would walk with Adam and Eve in the cool of garden in Genesis 3.
在创世纪第三章，我们看到神就是在伊甸园里面与人同行。
God was with them face to face.
神是面对面的与人一起。
But we all know how that story went.
但我们知道这个故事跟着是怎么发生。
You know, Adam and Eve weren't content to live within the frameworks of God's dominion.
当亚当夏娃他们在神的掌管底下不满意
they weren't content to really being totally dependent on God.
他们不满意的要完全的依赖神依靠神
to have their life defined by God.
让他们的生命的定义是从神而来
to live just for his glory and for living for the purpose of pleasing and glorifying him.
单单为着讨神喜悦，将荣耀归于神，咁样嚟到生活。
And they found it hard to find fulfillment in Christ alone.
佢哋觉得唔能够喺基督里边得着完全嘅满足。
They think that there's life outside of God.
佢哋以为喺神以外有生命。
Now it's very interesting. That's our actual struggle today, is it not?
你有冇发觉好有趣嘅？其实今日我哋所面对嘅挣扎系同样嘅。
You know, it's my struggle as well.
呢个系我嘅挣扎。
You know, our desire to find our refuge in something else besides God.
我哋喺神以外去找别嘅投靠。
That is actually what we're doing in our everyday life.
其实在我们每一个日的生命里面，我们都是这样做。
That we're finding refuge.
我们去找其他的投靠。
But a lot of times we're not looking for that refuge in God.
但是我们不是在神里面找这个投靠。
It's all in the blessings that we seek after.
就是我们去哪里找，我们投靠我们能够得到的祝福。
All the created stuff, but not the creator.
我们去投靠啲被造物，唔系创造者。
The Bible says that's a heart issue.
圣经话呢一个系一个心嘅问题。
That we create idols that we seek after.
我哋去创造一啲嘅偶像，我哋去追求呢啲偶像。
Idols are anything that we place ahead of God.
咩偶像？偶像系任何一啲嘅事物，我哋系将佢摆喺神以上嘅。
And what happened after the fall of Adam and Eve? Our hearts became tainted with sin.
当亚当夏娃堕落之后，我哋嘅心亦都被罪嚟到污染咗。
And what Paul Tripp calls our hearts, he calls our hearts an idol factory.
Paul Tripp 牧师佢话乜嘢？佢话我哋嘅心啊，系一个制造偶像嘅工厂。
We create idols all the time.
我哋时时都系咁样制造啲偶像出嚟。
And we're very good at it.
我哋仲做得好好。
We love the created things again.
我们再一次爱的是被造物。
We love the blessings of this earth.
我们去爱这个世界能够带给我们的祝福。
And we want to find independence from God.
我们想在神那里独立出来。
To follow after our own heart's desires.
我们所跟随是心里面的欲望。
Now this is how man turned away from God.
这个就是人就是这样转离神。
And Adam and Eve broke that wonderful relationship that God made for him and for us.
亚当夏娃就系破坏咗神所设立同人呢个美好嘅关系。
But the wonderful news is that God did not give up on us.
但系呢个好信息系咩？神冇放弃我哋。
You know, God provided for Adam and Eve.
神供应俾亚当夏娃。
He showed them grace.
神让我哋睇到恩典。
He didn't destroy them on the spot.
神冇立时嘅夺佢嘅生命。
He gave them clothes to cover over them.
神俾衣服去遮盖佢哋。
He let them continue to have life.
让我哋继续有生命。
And God continued to, we saw, chase after Israel.
我哋亦都睇到神继续嘅去寻觅以色列人。
And he called Israel his people through Abraham.
藉住亚伯拉罕去称以色列民为佢嘅子民。
He did not give up on man, his creation.
神冇放弃到佢嘅被造物。
And through Christ,
而藉住基督。
We as Gentiles now become children of God, heirs of God.
我哋系外邦人，但系现在我哋都成为神嘅后嗣，神嘅儿女。
As the church, we become the body of Christ as well.
而我哋教会亦都成为基督嘅肢体。
You know, many places the Bible describes uses the idea of marriage to describe the relationship between God and His people.
喺圣经有好多嘅地方，亦都系用一个夫妻嘅关系去描述。神同佢子民嘅关系
，It's meant to be that type of intimate relationship.
意思就系要去表达嗰个亲密性。
And that's the intimate relationship that God desires to have with us.
呢个嘅亲密嘅程度就系好似系神嘅心意。
And over and over again, it's because of our sinful nature.
但系一次又一次，因为我哋嘅罪性
，that causes us to turn away from God.
使我哋离开神。
A desire to live independent of God.
我哋所渴慕嘅就系要喺神里边独立出嚟。
That we want to define our own purpose in life.
我哋要自己俾自己一个生命嘅定义。
Of why I'm living and what I am living for.
点解我存活？我生命嘅目的系乜嘢
？That's what it means to have an idol factory. We live for other things.
呢个嘅意思就系话我哋系制造偶像嘅工场。我哋系为别嘅东西而活。
We've lost God as our first love.
我哋已经失去咗神成为我哋首爱。
And we see the story that God gives us in Hosea.
我哋喺何西亚书，我哋就睇到神点样描述。
That gives the picture of us being a harlot.
我哋就好似一个妓女一样。
That we are seeking after other things besides our God.
我哋喺神以外，我哋去寻找其他嘅东西。
But God calls Hosea to be faithful to his wife.
但系神要呼召何西亚嘅，就要对佢嘅妻子有呢个忠诚。
Even though she went for other men,
就算佢去到其他嘅男士里边
，He called Hosea to love his wife.
但系神呼召何西亚嘅要继续爱佢嘅妻子。
And that describes God's whole commitment.To us.
呢度亦都去描述咗神对我哋嘅信心。
No matter how much we have run from God,
无论我哋要跑离神几远
，how we've broken His heart,
无论我哋伤神嘅心有几多
，God has remained wholly committed to us.
但系神对我哋都系完全嘅信实。
And you know, if it was us as humans,
如果我哋做人嘅。
We probably would have ended that relationship long ago.
可能我哋一早已经断绝呢个关系。
But God does not.
但系神冇啊。
He pursues us.
佢继续嘅去寻觅我哋。
The problem is because man's heart is sinful.
点解人嘅心系有罪性
？And that prevents us to being wholly committed to God.
亦都防阻咗我哋完全对神嘅委身。
God knew that.
神亦都知道。
There was no way that we can be chest to God.
我哋冇可能对神有呢个贞洁。
Why? Because our hearts were actually broken.
因为点解？根本我哋嘅心系破碎。
Our hearts, because of sin, is bound to sin.
因为罪嘅缘故，我哋必然犯罪。
The desire to live selfish for myself.
我哋自私嘅心就系要为自己而活。
To live independent of God.
我哋要喺神里边独立嘅而活。
And that was hopelessness for us.
呢个对于我哋嚟讲就系我哋嘅绝望。
God knew that we were hopeless.
神亦都知道我哋系无望嘅。
But in that hopelessness, He did not forsake us.
但系神冇喺呢一个绝望嘅境况撇下我哋。
And He comes to pursue us.
佢就系嚟寻觅我哋。
And we know where.
我哋知道喺边度。
Our favorite verse in the Bible, or mine, or John 3:16.
喺圣经里边，我其中之一个最中意嘅。最宝贵嘅金句，
约
翰福音三章十六节。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。耶稣嚟到。
God gives us the answer.
神就将呢个答案俾过我哋。
God fixes our heart problem.
神处理咗我哋心嘅呢个问题。
He comes to do what we could never do.
祂来成就了我们永远做不到的事。
Which is to live the holy life for God.
就是要为神过一个圣洁的生活。
And he comes to die on the cross to pay for the penalties of our sins.
祂就是来到在十字架为着我们付上我们的罪价。
He took on that condemnation, that judgment that we should have faced.
祂就承受了我们应得的审判定罪。
He took the rebellion, the judgment of rebellion from us.
我们反叛的这个的审判他为我们承担。
And he nailed it on the cross.
他就是将这件事钉在十字架上面。
And Jesus' death on the cross takes away that judgment for us.
而耶稣在十字架的死就让我们拿开这个的审判。
And it restores our relationship to God.
也都回复我们和神的关系。
Because he gives us a new heart.
因为他将一个新的心赐过给我们。
He changes our heart.
他改变我们的心。
And remember from the beginning, we said it was a heart issue.
你记不记得起初时我讲过，这个是一个心的问题。
That new heart that he gives you is free from the bondage of sin.
神俾你呢一个嘅新嘅心系喺罪嘅捆绑里边得到释放。
Now, does it mean that you won't sin anymore?
呢个唔代表话你永远唔会再犯罪。
No,
唔系。
But it means that the Holy Spirit now lives in you.
但系个意思系现在圣灵居喺你里边。
The heart of stone that could not do anything but sin against God.
呢一个嘅石心净系识得嘅就系得罪神。
That you were slaves to idolatry.
我哋系做咗偶像嘅奴隶。
Now he gives your heart of flesh.
但系现在神赐俾你嘅系一个肉身。
That is able to turn from sin to respond to God in love.
系能够转离罪，能够向神嘅爱作嗰个回应。
That's the Spirit working in our hearts.
呢个就系神嘅灵喺我哋嘅心里边嘅工作。
That helps our hearts to be able to respond in obedience and faith.
帮助我哋嘅心能够去信服。用信心的来做回应。
And we can't do that without God changing our nature.
但是如果没有神去改变我们的本性，我们不做到。
You know, that's the work of the Holy Spirit as it describes in Acts.
这个就是好像使徒行传所讲圣灵的工作。
And as a Christian,
而我们成为一个基督徒，
each and every believer,
每一个信徒，
has the Holy Spirit living within us.
都有圣灵居在我们里面。
And that it is the Holy Spirit that unites each of you to God.
就是圣灵使你们每一个人与神联合。
You know, I got to think about that and be amazed that God actually lives in you.
你想想这个是多奇妙，是神居住在你里面。
You know, God has given you a level of intimacy that you probably don't, we take for granted.
我们可能都不为意，或者觉得神和我们的亲密是理所当然的。
And we don't comprehend it. We can't imagine it.
我们不能够想象得到，也都不能够了解得到。
But we have to realize that you are now, as a Christian, united to Christ.
你要记住，成为一个基督徒的时候，现在你与基督联合。
And that union in Christ changes you forever.
而你与基督的联合在永恒里面作了一个改变。
If you're a Christian and Christ lives in you,
如果你是一个基督徒，而基督在你里面居住，
you cannot help but be changed.
你没办法不改变。
You know, we are not God. Don't get that wrong. We don't become God.
不要搞错，我们不是神，我们也都不会成为神。
But God the Spirit dwells within us.
但是神的灵居住在我们里面。
And it is the Spirit that lives within you that is changing you, molding you each and every moment of your life.
但是就是圣灵居在你的生命里面，每一刻的去改变你，塑造你。
It is the Spirit that gives you grace each and every day.
就是每一天圣灵将恩典赐过给你。
Isn't that amazing?
这个是不是奇妙啊？
It's something that we should be amazed at every day of our lives.
我们每一天应该为着这个来到惊讶。
That your relationship to Christ is special and intimate.
你和基督的关系除了特别之外是亲密的。
And it's the work of the Spirit that transforms our lives.
也都是圣灵的工作去改变我们的生命。
You know, because he first transformed our relationship to him.
因为首先去改变我们和他的关系。
Our relationship to Christ.
我们和基督的关系。
God gives us that desire to live for Christ.
神俾我哋有呢一个嘅渴慕去为基督而活。
This is what it means to find God as our refuge, our fortress.
呢个就系去寻找神，基督成为我哋嘅避难所，成为我哋嘅保障。
Being united to Christ.
现在与基督联合。
We seek Christ as that foundation, that rock in my life.
我哋即寻求基督成为我哋生命嘅根基。
That each every day He is the foundation that I must grow roots in.
每一天我嘅根就系扎喺呢一个磐石上边。
He is the rock that I must have living water from.
佢就系呢一个磐石，佢就系我嘅活水，我就系要喺嗰度嚟到存活。
And it's only through Christ as my rock and my foundation.
唯有藉住基督系我嘅磐石，系我嘅根基。
That I'm able to have life, that I'm able to bear fruit.
我先至能够得生命，我先至能够结果子。
That I can really live a life for Christ.
我先至能够为基督而活。
You know, it is a spirit that opens our eyes to see these things.
是圣灵打开我们的眼睛，让我们去看到这些东西。
It's the spirit's work that opens our eyes to see the idols of our hearts.
也是圣灵的工作，打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到我们心里面的偶像。
To see the things that still enslave us and tempt us.
看到，让我们看到有些什么还是去引诱我们，或者是使我们成为奴仆。
And it's His Spirit that helps us to turn from those things.
也是圣灵帮助我们去转离这些东西。
Now, as you're united to Christ, you're to live for Christ each and every day.
当你现在与基督联合的时候，每一天你就是为基督而活。
Now, I've already talked about this term, Coram Deo.
我曾经讲过这个的字眼 Coram Deo.
I forgot to put it on overhead, but Coram Deo, C-O-R-E-M and then D-E-O.
就是 Coram Deo 这个字，这两个字。
You know, it's a Latin.
这个是一个拉丁文。
And these are terms that we should post on our walls and have posters and write it on our mirrors. Everything we see, we should see Coram Deo.
我们应该将这两个字呢黏在我们的面镜，黏在我们的墙。我们应该去到哪里都看到这两个字 Coram Deo.
It means before the face of God.
意思就是说在神的面前。
This is what we should think of life now.
我们现在怎么看生命就是应该这样看在神的面前。
The life you live now is Coram Deo.
现在你活的生命是在神的面前。
That your entire life is in the presence of God.
你整个生命是在神的面前。
It's under the authority of God.
是在神的掌权底下。
And you live for the glory of God.
而你是为着神的荣耀而活。
And you know, understanding this is realizing that God's presence.
我们要明白在神 God's presence, 在神的同在。
That wherever you are,
就是无论你在哪里
whatever you are thinking or doing,
无论你是思想着什么或是做着什么
we are acting under the gaze of God.
我们都是在神的注视底下
And it's realizing that there is no higher goal in our lives.
我们也知道在生命没有一个更加高的目标
than to honor and live for God.
比荣耀神为神而活更高的
Coram Deo,
在神的面前
that we live each and every day in the gaze of God.
我们每一天是在神的注视底下而存活的
that we are a living sacrifice for God.
我们对于神来说是一个活祭
that our call is to adore God, to lift up our praise and our gratitude.
神对我们的呼召就是要去敬拜神，去荣耀神，讨佢嘅喜悦，去赞颂佢。
You know, this passage gives us a reminder of that.
而呢一段嘅经文就系咁样提醒我哋。
You know, that we're no longer bound by our sinful nature anymore.
我哋再唔系被我哋嘅罪性嚟到捆绑。
God is the one that is actually our refuge and freed us from all that.
因为神就系我哋嘅避难所，我哋嘅投靠，已经喺一切嘅事上释放我哋。
And we're called now to come to be wholly committed to God.
现在我哋被呼召嘅就要嚟。诚圣的向神有这个委身。
In verse 1, we see, O Lord,
第一节这样讲, 他说耶和华
In you, O Lord, do I take refuge?
耶和华我投靠你
As a Christian, are you taking that refuge in God?
成为一个基督徒的时候你是不是投靠神的呢
Is he the only thing that you are living for?
他是不是你唯一活着的原因呢
The one that gives meaning and purpose for your life.
在你的生命是他给这个意义来的
You know, in verse 2 and 3, Be the rock, a rock for me, a refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me.
第三节佢话成为我坚固嘅磐石，我嘅保障，拯救我嘅保障，我嘅山寨。
It's something that we have to seek after and ask.
呢样嘢系我哋要去寻求嘅，我哋要祈求嘅。
It's prayer.
系一个祷告。
You know, are we consciously making that effort to ask God to be our rock, to be our foundation?
我哋有冇刻意嘅去求神成为我哋嘅磐石，成为我哋嘅保障
？Are we really praying each and every day that God fills us with His strength and His purpose in life?
我哋系咪去祈求神每一天俾我哋有力量，俾我哋有生命嘅目的？
You know, a lot of times we pray, we ask God for many things.
很多时我们祈祷我们求神很多事
And sometimes we have to be very careful. Ask ourselves, is our prayers part of the idol factory?
有时我们要把心自问我们的祈祷是不是出于我们这个制造偶像的工厂我们的心
And we're praying for all the blessings of God.
我们就去祈求神的祝福所有的祝福
But we're not really praying for God Himself to be our foundation, our refuge.
但我哋冇祈求到神成为我哋生命嘅磐石，我哋嘅避难所，我哋嘅投靠。
God wants us to pray a heart that says, "Lead me, guide me."
神要求我哋嘅祈祷系去祈求神去引导我、指点我。
Lord, take me out of that net that people have hidden for me.
我哋去祈求神。帮我脱离人为我暗设嘅罗网。
God wants us to seek direction of how He wants us to live.
神要求嘅、渴慕嘅系我哋去寻求佢嘅旨意而活。
What does He want me to do for Him in my life?
喺我嘅生命里边，佢嘅心意要我如何为佢而活咧
you know, ？It says here we have to be realistic that Satan sets traps for us.
喺呢度佢都系好现实噶，佢话。是撒旦为我们设计这些网络
And those traps are actually very insidious.
而这些网络实在是很阴险
He doesn't need to attack us directly.
他不用直接的去攻击我们的
He just feeds our idols.
他只需要的去喂饱我们的偶像
And when we are always seeking after our idols instead of God,
让我们时时去寻找的就是我们的偶像不是寻找神
We're not living for God.
我哋唔系为主而活。
We're being impotent in our spiritual life.
喺我哋嘅属灵生活里边，我哋系无能力嘅。
Because our hearts tend to be selfish and sinful.
因为我哋嘅心倾向嘅就系自我中心自私。
That's why we need to come and ask God.
所以我哋要嚟去求神。
To be our refuge, our fortress.
成为我哋嘅避难所，我哋嘅投靠。
In verse 5, it says that I commit my spirit to God.
第五节怎样讲啊？我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
That's an act of submission.
呢一个系一个顺服。
Are we submitting to God each and every moment of our lives?
喺我哋生命嘅每一刻，我哋系咪顺服于神呢
？Are we living with His authority in my life?
我哋系咪凭住喺佢喺我哋生命嘅掌权而活咧
？Submission means am I living for the desires of God？
我哋对神嘅顺服嘅意思就系我哋系咪凭住神嘅心意而活
？Are we devoted to God？
我哋系咪对神有呢个委身
？You know that's the thing that we tell each and every one of our children, right? Everything you do for the glory of God.
呢个系我哋咁样教我哋嘅细路仔嘅，系咪？我哋做乜嘢都好，我哋要为着神嘅荣耀而做嘅。
And that's something that we should take to heart as adults as well.
但系其实我哋做大人啊，我哋都要学呢个功课。
That in our breathing, in our living, all of it is done by the power of God.
我哋嘅生活、动作、存留， 都係藉住神嘅大能而做。
So this is the main point of the sermon.
所以我哋今日講到嘅主要嘅一點。
God is our refuge.
神就係我哋嘅投靠，我哋嘅避難所。
That means we serve God with our lives.
意思就係話，我哋一生嘅係侍奉神。
That everything, coram Deo.
每一個事情都係在神嘅面前。
Everything is kept under Christ.
每一件事情都是在基督里。
That you live for Him alone.
你是为基督而活。
In all the roles that we play.
我们所做的每一个角色。
As a parent.
做父母的。
Raising your children for the glory of God.
你要为着神的荣耀带大你的小孩子。
You raise them so that they can be.Ones that glorify God.
你要带大他们，让他们在生命里面将荣耀归于神。
What does it mean to raise your children?
什么叫做带大你的小朋友？
What is the purpose for giving them life?
你给他们有生命的原因是什么？
What is our aim for them for as they grow up?
当他们要成长的时候，我们给他们的目标是什么？
To be successful in life in this world?
是不是在这个世界他们要有成就呢？
Or do we equip them to be soldiers for God's kingdom.
因为我们要装备他们成为神国度的一个勇士。
Parents, we raise our children for the glory of God, for the purpose of God.
做父母的，我们是为着神的缘故的目的，我们去带大我们的小孩子。做孩子的。
To obey and love your parents for the glory of God.
你去爱也都顺服你的父母，是为着神的荣耀。
You know,A lot of times I know that children, you don't want to do what your mom or dad says.
我知道做仔女嘅好多时你唔会想去做你父母亲对你嘅要求。
Let me ask you, why do you do it then?
咁我问你，点解你又做咧？
Right, just because they're paying for your everything you have?
系咪因为佢哋供应你，帮你俾晒钱咧？
Because they're bigger than you?
因为佢哋大只过你啊。
All right, but no.
唔系啊。
Why do you do it?
点解你做啊？
It's because of God.
是因为神的缘故。
You do it because you love God. You obey your parents because you obey God.
你去信服你的父母，因为你信服神，你爱神。
And as a student,
如果你是做学生的，
what does it mean that you study for the glory of God?
什么叫做为着神的荣耀去读好你的书啊？
Why are you studying what you're studying?
为什么你现在去读你现在读的书啊？
Why are you focused on the things that you want to study?
點解你要專注你而家嘅學系啊？
How does God want to use you for His kingdom?
神要如何為著佢嘅國度使用你咧？
Stop thinking about what's the best career to make money.
唔好諗住喺乜嘢嘅行業先至係賺大錢啦。
Stop thinking about oh, what would be most stable in my life.
唔好諗下喺生命裏邊咩行業係最穩定啊。
Do the things that I want to do.
去做我想做的事。
But begin to ask,
但是你要开始这样问主啊。
How do you want me to live my life for you?
主啊，你如何希望我为你而活？
What do you want me to study and major in and use in the future for my life to give you glory?
你要我揀什么行业，进修什么的主修科，以致在我的生命里面，我将来将荣耀归于你。
How can I live the Voted to you.
我怎样可以是委身为你而活？
You know, if actually students ask this question,
但是其实呢，做学生的真的有问这些问题。
I think we would have more seminary students and pastors and missionaries.
如果多些学生问这些问题，可能我们会多些牧师，多些宣教士。
Because you're supposed to ask these questions before you choose your major.
因为你应该在你主修科之前，你去问下这些问题。
What?Is God's purpose for you in your life?
神在你生命的目的是什么？
How can you use your life and choose your profession for the glory of God?
你怎样去用你的生命，用你的主修科，用你的职业去为神的荣耀而活？
And I think the hardest thing for us as everyday workers, every day,
而我们一个平常普通的上班的人，这个是更加难的问题。
How are you living?And doing all your work for the glory of God.
你如何每一天上班的时候，你所做的一切都是为着神的荣耀。
A lot of times it's very difficult.
很多时候很难
的。We have a separate secular life and a separate spiritual life.
我们好像分开了我们属世的生活和我们属灵的生活。
But that's not the way it is.
但是不应该是这样的。
You are a Christian first.
你首要的是你是一个基督徒。
God calls you to live out Christ in your work.
神就是要你在你上班的地方活出基督。
Your purpose in life
你人生的目的
is to glorify God.
就是要荣耀神。
To make him known.
让人知道他。
To bring forth the gift of Christ, the knowledge of Christ to the people around you.
将基督这一份的礼物，将认识基督这个的信息去散播出去。
To live in a way that you will glorify God.
你去过活的时候是将荣耀带过给神。
And help others to see his glory as well.
也都帮别人看到神的荣耀。
Now the question is, how can you do that in your work?
问题就是在你上班的地方，你怎样可以做到呢？
How does your work become a glorified image of living for Christ?
在你上班的地方如何成为一个地方能够将荣耀让人见到神基督的荣耀呢？
These are the things that we need to ask ourselves.
这些是我们要自己问自己的问题。
And to struggle through.
也都是在这个问题里面我们会有挣扎。
And most of all in your service.
特别的也都是在这个侍奉里面。
How are you serving?
你如何去侍奉神呢？
How are you building your church, the body of Christ?
你怎样去建立神的肢体教会呢？
He's called us as we serve to do it for all of his glory.
他呼召我们去侍奉的时候是为着他的荣耀。
To give up of our service, of all our strength, so that we can build this body, this kingdom of Christ.
我们去竭尽所能付上我们的时间去建立基督的肢体，就是教会。
How are we sacrificing to live and build each other up?
我们怎样乐意的牺牲来到去彼此建立呢？
How are we building the ministries of this church so that we can be truly salt and light for this world?
我们去怎样建立这个教会的事工，以致我们实在在这个世界里面能够做基督的盐，基督的光。
This is what we're called to do.
我们被呼召要做的就是这些了。
To think about this word, quorum deo.
去想这两个字 quorum deo, 在神的面前。
Always in the presence of God.
时时都是在神的面前。
Now, this is what we're called to do as pastors.
而我们被呼召做牧者的同样一样。
We're called to bring God's word to bear in each of our lives.
我们被呼召要将神的话语在众人当中结果子。
Sometimes it's not very pleasant to hear about the idols that we're actually hiding.
有时我们会听到我们隐藏的偶像，我们不喜欢听。
But that's the reality of our lives.
但是这个就是我们生命的事实。
And our purpose is to help to point those things out to each other.
我们也都要彼此的去激发。
Because it is the work of the Holy Spirit that helps us.
因为是圣灵的工作去帮助我们。
To open our eyes to see these insidious things that are attacking our souls.
去打开我们的眼睛，让我们看到有这些阴险的事情是攻击着我们的灵。
And it becomes your responsibility as a Christian.
而如果你是基督徒的时候，同样你有这个责任。
The responsibility to come in repentance and faith.
你有这个责任要来到认罪悔改。
To acknowledge the things that we seek after.
去承认我们所寻找的是
什么。That we put as idols before God.
我们有些什么是放在神以上的我们的偶像。
Not to beat ourselves over it.
不是说要自己的去罚自己。
But it's to turn in repentance and sin.
那是我们要转离罪，我们要认罪悔改。
That's what it means to be a Christian, to walk in faith each and every day, to apply God's word in our lives each and every day.
去做一个基督徒的意思就是这样了，每一天要用神的话语运用在我们的生命里面与神同行。
And that's what we do. We have to pray. You have to pray.
你要祈祷啊。
Ask God to turn your hearts from idols.
去求神将你的心转离这些偶像。
Ask God to take away that apathy of faith that sometimes we have.
求神拿走我们这些不冷不热的信心。
We're not hot or cold.
我们又不冷又不热。
Well, basically we're cold.
其实不冷不热就真的冷了。
Ask God to turn on that heat in our hearts.
求神帮助我们开着了我们心里面这个的暖炉。
So that our hearts will be aflame for Christ.
以致我们的心有一团火是为着基督的。
And that's what it means. Coram Deo, we live each day in the gaze of God.
Coram Deo, 每一天在神的面前而活。
That you are depending on Him to live.
你是靠着祂而活。
And that's the question we have to answer.
而这个是我们要回答的问题。
And say yes.
我们要说是啊。
Having Jesus is enough.
有了基督，什么都够了。
Having Jesus is enough.
有了基督，什么都够。
Everything in this world.
这个世界的一切。
I'm willing to give up for Jesus.
我愿意为神，为基督放下。
Now that's the encouragement that God gives to us.
这个就是神给我们的一个鼓励。
His spirit lives in each and every one that believes in him.
祂的灵住在每一个相信祂的人里面。
He is your fortress.
祂就是你的保障。
Your rock, your foundation.
祂就是你的根基，祂是你的磐石。
He's given you that privilege to walk with him each and every day.
祂已经给了你这个特权，你每一天与祂同行。
Are we making use of that?
我们是否把握这些呢？
God says, commune with me.
神说与我相交。
Sing my praise each morning.
每一天称颂我。
Let my words dwell within your heart.
让我的话语丰丰富富地住在你的心里。
God says, I am your source of life.
神说我就是你生命的源头。
Cling to me.
捉紧我。
I will be your refuge.
我就是你的避难所。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we come before you.
天父，我们来到你的面前。
We truly thank you for the amazing grace of your love.
我们去感谢你奇异的爱。
Father, for you are truly our refuge, our fortress.
因为你实在是我们的避难所，我们的投靠，我们的保障。
The foundation of our faith.
你是我们信心的根基。
Father, we don't live a life in this world alone.
神啊，我们不是独自的在这个世界来过活。
We live it, knowing that Christ lives in us through the Spirit.
我们过活的时候是知道基督藉着圣灵在我们里面来居住。
It's the Spirit that binds us together with Christ.
是圣灵使我们与基督联合。
It is a spirit that empowers us
是圣灵使我们有力量
to live each and every day in your presence.
每天在你的面前来过活
for the purpose of glorifying you.
为着要荣耀你
to live by the power of your spirit each and every day.
每天藉着圣灵的大能而活
that you are the one that is molding us and changing us.
是你去塑造我们，改变我们。
To be more and more in that image of Christ.
让我们更加有基督的形象。
Father, we pray that your Spirit will draw us close.
天父，求你的圣灵靠近我们。
Help us to submit to you.
帮助我们去顺服你。
To really have that heart.
让我们有这个心。
To say that yes, having Jesus alone.
我们能够清楚地说当我们有了唯独有基督的时候
It's enough for me.
对于我们来说已经是足够了。
Father, we pray that you will be our refuge.
天父，我们祈求你成为我们的避难所。
Help us to live for you.
帮助我们为你而活。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's all rise and turn to our last hymn, number 18.